This is Dairy Radio Now, Feed Form Friday.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and today we're going to talk about free fatty acids found in actual milk itself. This research was in the Journal of Dairy Science in the February 2025 issue, and it comes from a group of researchers from the University of Guelph in Canada. And we know that elevated levels of free fatty acids in bulk milk has an impact on milk quality and milk quality concerns. The typical value that's being identified as being high would be over 1.2 millimolar of free fatty acids per 100 grams of milk fat. The problem is that if you have high levels of free fatty acids, which means that they're not in the triglyceride form in the milk fat, you can have off flavor, a rancidity, reduce foaming and foam stability, which is important in some of our coffee houses. And of course, it can inhibit a cheese coagulation, which impacts a cheese production as well. So the Canadian group, they looked at 2,930 herds in Ontario and 55 herds in British Columbia. Of these farms, 71 of these were tie stalls, 109 were freestall parlors, and the rest were automatic milking systems. The bulk tank average on all these farms, and this is a big sample, was 0.84, was well within the normal range. However, 10% of the herds were over that threshold of 1.20 millimolar per 100 grams of fat. And so you'll have three types of lipolysis. And lipolysis means that the fat, the milk fat, is broken down. And that could be done by induced lipolysis, and that simply means the milking system, excessive air being admitted, a churning of the milk, breaking up the milk fat itself. A spontaneous lipolysis would be lipases that are found in the milk, and that would be an enzyme, and that would break that milk down, and that could be associated with cows in late lactation, high somatic cell count, indication of mastitis, and lower yielding of cows. And then the last one would be bacterial lipolysis, and that is basically hygiene, a bacteria that would be in the milk, and then they would break down some of the milk fat as well. So what are the results of what we're seeing here in this very large field study in Canada? Well, first of all, the number of the farms were feeding fat, and that had really no effect. In fact, 60% of the farms were feeding supplemental fat, which could come from oil seeds such as soybeans, cottonseed, added fat products there. Really no relationship to the dietary fat sources as well. Milking frequency did increase the amount of free fatty acids here, especially those herds that were at 3X. And so the level went from the control that were not frequently milked, 0.42 up to 0.71, almost a doubling of the amount of free fatty acids, but still well within the level. Changing the filters was a factor, believe it or not. And in Canada, if you are using automated milking systems, you need to change the filter every 8 hours. So if you're not changing the filters frequent enough, that would increase that level slightly as well. Cooling of the milk was an important factor as well to stabilize the milk fat, and especially if there'd be bacteria associated with that milk there. And in Canada, that has to be down to about 38 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees centigrade within 2 hours after milking. The milking systems found that tie stalls had the highest numbers, and that would make sense because basically transporting the milk down pipelines as well. So the take-home messages are that certainly free fatty acids can be important in milk, can be monitored, and is being monitored in Canada and on farms. Individual cow factors, season of the year, storage and milking systems will be important, and total diets didn't collect enough data to solve that one as well. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
The March Dairy Supply and Utilization Report was issued this week, and High Ground Dairy's Alyssa Badger will talk with Lee Milkey about the highlights on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.